Well, now we've already been through the first week of the course, and you have some idea of, at least conceptually, if not experientially, what the whole domain of no self is. Now I want to suggest that you use this week to do kind of an exercise. And the exercise that I would have you do is to look at your thoughts. Sit down and just watch your mind for a moment. And just notice that every single thought that arises is simply a thought. That may sound sort of simplistic to begin with, but just see that each thought in your mind is just a thought. Especially all the thoughts that seem to talk about or refer to a personal self, that all the thoughts that refer to you as a personal self simply refer to more thoughts about you as a personal self. So any thought, even the thought of me or the thought of I, if you look at the thought of me and you see it's simply a me thought, and what does that me thought refer to? Look at it now and ask yourself, what does this me thought refer to? And you say it could be referring to your body, but your body's just a body. It could be referring to your personality, but your personality really isn't a me. It's just a personality. It's a particular way that life expresses itself through your human incarnation. And if you look at the way that the mind thinks that a me has to do with the past. But each thought you have about the past and each image about you, that you have about the past is simply a thought, simply an image. In other words, if you really start to look very specifically, you get almost very scientific about it, very specific about it. That you're really looking for this thing that we call self, or this thing that we call me. That in each me-centered thought, the thought arises, and it can seem to indicate that there is a me or a self. But if you look really, what is the me, what is the self that that thought pertains to? If you really look at it very simply, you'll see that it's just a thought that infers a me or a self. But actually, it's just the arising of a thought. And what it refers to doesn't really have existence, except in another thought that refers to a me. So in other words, some things, like, well, let's take this glass of water here. Some things, like we could call this a glass. The word refers to something very concrete, something you can pick up, something you can feel, something you can sense, right? And so many of our words, many of our concepts refer to concrete things in the physical world. But if you really look at what does the word me refer to? You'll see it only refers to other thoughts about me. I am good. I am bad. I am worthy. I am unworthy. I am enlightened, maybe. I am unenlightened. I am a man. I am a woman. All these are thoughts that are referring to other thoughts. You could go back to maybe the most fundamental kind of identity. I am my body. You could put all your attention on your body, though. Your physicality from your head down through your tips of your fingers and down through your feet and toes. And if you really look at the body, if you really feel into the body, you'll see that the body is just a body. It's a physical organism, at least in one from one perspective. It's a physical organism. It has the senses, that allow you to sense the world around you. But the body itself, where is the actual me in it? You can find your foot, you can find your hand, but when you look for this thing called me, you see it's so strange because you can't find it. All you can find is another set of thoughts that refer to a self that when you really look very specifically for it, you can't find it. So make it an exercise over the next several days of a number of times during the day. Just notice your thoughts. Notice the thinking. And notice that all the ways that thought refers to a self that isn't really there. So much of our self-talk, maybe 90% of our self-talk, is referring to ourself, to a me. And when we really look for that me, look for it not philosophically, you see, not in more thoughts, but actually, what does this me thought refer to? You'll see over and over again that you can't really find what the me thought refers to. If you haven't ever done an exercise like this, it seems strange at first. It seems odd because your mind tells you, but I must be here somewhere. This is ridiculous. I know that I, as a me, as a self, I know that I'm here. But every time I go looking for myself as something specific, in other words, if I impose the discipline upon myself to really get serious about exactly what it is that I'm referring to when I say me or I, if I get really specific about that, what is it? What is this thing called me? What is this thing called I? And just let yourself abide in the mystery of that for a moment. The way that there's no real forthcoming answer to this question, right? What is this that I call me? What is this that I call I? In the failure to find yourself as something specific, as something concrete, there's a moment of, well, kind of a gap, a sort of stillness. It's a state in which the mind doesn't quite know what to do because it's so certain that you as a separate, personal somebody are here. That's what the mind is convinced of. And when it doesn't find it, it's a bit at a loss. And so for a moment, it's still, it's quiet. And then the next thought comes up that talks to you, seems to be talking to you, seems to be talking to this specific, separate, personal me or self. And you see, where is that me? Where is that self that this thought is referring to? Where is it? What is it specifically? What is it exactly? You see, this is how, by not asking these really specific questions, by not getting very disciplined about it, the whole area of self remains murky. You know, it remains undefined. So play with this throughout the day. Just see that each thought that seems to refer to a self is just a self-referential thought, but you can never really find the specific self that it refers to. You can do it the same thing with feelings. Each feeling that you have, or emotion, happiness, sadness, joy, a moment of anxiousness, peace, love. Take it, whatever emotion is up in the moment, and see it simply as an emotion. See it simply as an unfolding of a type of energy, actually. Now, you're not trying to distance yourself from your thinking or distance yourself from what you feel or your emotions. But you're just really looking at them very closely, seeing that an emotion is actually the experience of a kind of energy in your body that's being picked up through your senses. And it seems almost so intuitive to us to keep interjecting this sort of personal self into each thought, into each feeling, as if all these things refer to a very separate, distinct me. You see? Now, I'm sure that many of you have heard, you know, talk about no self and no personal I and these things before. It's, you know, it's quite popular these days in some circles. In this, however, I'm asking you not to just take it intellectually, not to just, you know, believe it or not believe it, accept it or reject it, but to actually use your experience, to work with it, to make it an exercise so that you start to see in your experience, in your own unique way, the ephemeral nature of this thing that we call self, this thing that we call me. And so just see what it's like if each feeling is just like, it's just a feeling, it's an unfolding of a particular kind of energy. And of course, you're just with it. Now, of course, to even talk like this, I'm using personal pronouns. I'm saying you and I and me, and it's because it just sounds too awkward if I don't use personal pronouns. So I'm going to use them when I speak during these little videos. But again, the fundamental idea here is to see if you can begin to experience, feel that sense of mysteriousness, really, that sense of awe with each thought, each feeling is just an unfolding of a kind of pattern of energy. Even a me thought, don't try to get rid of the me thought. Don't try to annihilate it. Don't dismiss it. Just see that it's simply a thought that arises and passes through awareness, seemingly to refer to something or someone, and then it disappears. Now, of course, underlying all of this is your true nature, your true being. But your true being and your true nature isn't a self. It's not a me. It's something else. It's, of course, that's what, in one sense, this whole course is about. What you really are. And I know it's hard for most people to think of themselves in any other term other than a self. Just try it, you know, to think of yourself in any other term other than as a self. That's how conditioned our minds are, that they almost can't imagine that we could be something other than a self. But of course, we are something other than a self. We are what remains when self disappears. We are what remains when the personal self is transcended, even if for a moment. It's not like you suddenly become unconscious. It's not like you suddenly don't know where you are anymore. You are, whatever you are, is here, now, present. Not as a self, not as a me. We are much more a presence than we are a person. But that's a pointer. That's not a definition of what you are necessarily. It's a pointer. It's just to say that you are more like a presence, an aware, awake, conscious presence, than you are a distinct individual entity. So the key to an exercise like this is to utilize your direct experience, you see? challenge, to not go into abstract thinking, go into your memory and your mind saying, yes, I've heard all this before, I understand this, or whatever your mind may say about it. The challenge of this is to refer back to your experience. Because we're not concerned here with a philosophy. I'm not concerned with a new theology. I'm not at all concerned with something you believe or don't believe in. None of that's the point. All that is actually quite beside the point. The key here is referring directly to your current experience, your current perception. Because the truth of your being is present now. Your whole life, your idea of yourself has changed and molded itself. It changes from moment to moment for most people. One moment you feel good about yourself, the next minute you feel bad about yourself. One minute, if you're praised, you feel very affirmed. The next moment, if you're criticized, you feel very diminished, and so it goes. Our sense of ourself, this little entity, it's very ephemeral. It changes very easily and very quickly. In that sense, it's very vulnerable. Even though it's only a kind of a program that runs within the mind. And of course, what we believe in our mind, the thoughts that we believe in our mind, those thoughts are turned into very physical experiences, physical of an energetic nature, of an emotional nature. So our body and our mind are one whole organism, one whole unit. And those thoughts that you believe, you'll feel. So there is a sense of self. In other words, there is a sense of your own existence, of simply existing. There is a sense of self. Sense of existence, we could say. It's like a perfume. You know, if you had no sense of self whatsoever, it's like someone would call your name and you wouldn't even you wouldn't turn around to respond to them, because there would be nothing in you that would have any indication that they were talking to you when they called your name. So this sense of self, we're not arguing with the sense of self, right? That's not, and again, if that's part of one's experience, we're not arguing with experience. We're not denying experience. We're just looking at wherever there is a sense of self. Is there, however, an actual self? There can be a sense of self without actually being a self. It's almost like a perfume that is within consciousness. So you're looking at your thoughts, your feelings at any given moment, your actions, your reactions, and just look and see. The exercise is to see that a thought is just a thought. Even a thought that refers to self is just a thought that refers to self. There isn't actually a self that it refers to. And if you think there is, see if you can find it as something other than a thought. You see, because of course you are, your true being, your true nature is something much more than a thought. You are not simply a thought. The truth of you is not simply a thought. The belief that you are a separate entity, that's just a thought. But your true being is not a thought. So spend time during the day when there's a feeling that seems to refer to a separate person. By all means, allow yourself to have the feeling. Allow it to unfold. Allow the energy to move throughout your system. But notice that you can't find a distinct, separate, isolated entity there. You may feel like there's one there. You may imagine there's one there. You might even believe there's a separate entity there. But if you look for it very specifically, what exactly does this me thought refer to? And it will refer to other thoughts. It might refer to your body. It might refer to a feeling. It might refer to a memory. But a thought and a body, a memory, a feeling, an emotion, these are all things that happen within you. They occur within you. They are experienced by what you truly are. But they don't tell you what you truly are. They simply tell you what is being experienced in that moment. So by getting very specific about what you are, by asking yourself with those thoughts, where is this self that this thought is referring to? And when you can't find anything, don't think you're getting it wrong. You're not getting it wrong. To look for yourself and not find yourself is actually the beginning of getting it right, you see? As long as you can find yourself as a distinct, separate somebody, then you're not really looking closely enough. In fact, that's usually an indication that you're actually identifying with certain patterns of thinking or certain patterns of feeling simply because they're old or because they're familiar to you. Now, for some of you that really start to get the feel of what I'm talking about, you start to see that while there are thoughts, there's no self in those thoughts. The thoughts might be thinking about a self, but there's not an actual self there. That the feelings might seem to be referring to a self, but there's actually not a self there, and so on. When you really start to see this, you see, you just see it. You're not trying to solve anything or change anything or modify any part of your experience. You just notice it. For some of you, it might be quite disorienting because we get so oriented around this imagined self. We get intellectually oriented, emotionally oriented. Even our senses and sensations become oriented around an idea of self that when we start to see through it, it can be a bit disorienting. Your thoughts don't quite know what to do. Your spatial orientation can get a little bit strange for a while. Do you know? You can just get a little bit disoriented at times. If this happens, though, don't worry. Don't believe thoughts about being disoriented. Just relax. The more you relax, the more you realize everything's perfectly okay. You see, if you get a little disoriented and you get afraid, you get anxious, you try, oh my gosh, I have to find something solid to grab onto, all you'll do is scare yourself. But the only thing you'll be scaring yourself is with thoughts. And that's entirely unnecessary. So if you feel a little disoriented, just relax a little bit. Just relax. Take a breath. And even though things may look a little bit different, they may feel different when you start to see through the personal self, that everything is actually perfectly fine. You don't need to grasp again. You don't need to hold on. You're not going to lose anything because you can't really lose a self that you never had. You can only lose your idea of yourself. And yet, that's the whole point. Allowing yourself to lose the idea of self and the orientation around a separate self. So play with this exercise through the coming days. Just see that with each thought, feeling, each emotion, that they are just thoughts, feelings, and emotions. That any reference to a separate self, a me, just look and at each moment see, what is that me? Can I find it as something very specific? Again, in the same way that if I use the word water, I can It refers to something here, very specific. But self just refers to sort of a belief in self, an idea, as if I must be here as a somebody. Well, of course you are here. You are very much here. You've always been here. But you're not here as a separate self. You're here as that which has always been here. As I say, not so much as a person, as a presence. And just feel that. And just open to it and let go into that. It's like an awake, live, aware presence. Naturally aware. All this is happening within your experience right now. Nothing needs to be added. You don't need to grasp at anything. You don't even need to really understand. You're just becoming more and more intimate, coming back into total intimacy with your actual experience, with your actual perception. And this exercise is just meant to help you do that. So check in with this exercise a number of times each day until the next time we have a meeting online. And I think that it may really experientially start to open up this dimension beyond self that we're exploring. Okay? So thanks for being with me, and I wish you all the best. Namaste.